Open space and trails seem to be obvious community priorities. In 2010, a $20 million bond passed with 72% of the vote. Now, 4 years later, taxpayers may see another bond, this time for open space and recreation projects, with a possible $25 million price tag. Snyderville Basin Recreation Director Rena Jordan says they're working with BOSAC, or the Basin Open Space Advisory Committee, and will begin working with the County Council in the next several weeks.
Well, we are participating, obviously, with BOSAC. So BOSAC has the duty of making a recommendation to our board for an open space bond, who then makes a recommendation to County Council. And all of that is in play. And in addition to that, we are, as a recreation district, also looking to add a piece to that bond for recreation purposes as well.
They'll bring a work session to council on June 18th. The bond would include $15 million for open space and $10 million for recreation projects. Jordan says while they'll put it on the ballot, it's ultimately up to the voters to decide if open space is still a priority. She says the properties acquired with the 2010 bond were crucial acquisitions.
The Toll Canyon Hiute property, the Gilmore property, all of those properties, we participated in the Osgathorpe 120 here on the entryway to Park City. So all of those properties are amazing open space properties that have been preserved. And with those preservations come the opportunity also to give the community access for trails. So we will find out. We need to follow the path of putting it out there, and we'll let the voters decide.
She says that would cost the taxpayer about $163 a year, for a home valued at about $630,000.
And the council may decide to go lower, may decide to go higher. The bond in 2010 was about $128 per average household then. And so as the average household valuation goes up, the cost to the taxpayer also goes down. And the trend right now is those valuations are creeping back up versus going down.
That's Snyderville Recreation District Director Rena Jordan. I'm Lynn Ware-Peak, KPCW News.